Farm bill, of course, coming up. When's the tipping point? When these early travels around the country and these early listening sessions, I think Florida was the first one, and they went to Texas and all around the country. Everybody was kind of, hey, we're going to get her done pretty much by the end of the year. Well, boom, the things got in the way, and now we're stretched out and even concerned now about an extension.
Well, we're very proud of our leadership team in the House and Senate, and they work well together. Chairman Roberts and Chairman Conaway talk. Their staffs work together. They share data. They're interested in being a team to make this happen. Chairman Conaway has said, I want to do this thing in the first quarter, if at all possible, and I think he's on track to at least be ready. And I think a lot of this is going to depend on, you know, we passed a tax bill. That's a very positive sign for a farm bill coming forward. So I think this first quarter is going to be a key piece for us, and I'm hopeful.
What's the deadline? Is there an actual drop-dead date that's got to happen by or else?
It's a little fuzzy in that even though it might end in September 30th, you know, there's some rollover because you know how the programs work. I mean, crops are gathered and that sort of thing. So we'll have to see. We've gotten extensions before, if you'll recall, in previous farm bills. But hopefully we won't have to see that. We believe that this thing can get done if we can get moving in the first quarter.
When you look at Southeast, some crops pretty concerned about an extension. I guess cotton would be one of those.
Yeah, cotton is in the House Supplemental Disaster Bill that's stuck in the Senate. Cotton needs to get fixed. It will benefit all of us in having one more option if the floor situation and the election situation, things get complicated. So we're hopeful cotton gets fixed. And also dairy is very concerned. And I know Senator Leahy and others and former Chairman Peterson, Ranking Member Peterson of the House have been very concerned about those producers. So we'll see what happens. But we're hopeful either in the supplemental or fiscal year 2018 that those two issues could get resolved.
Talking about specialty crops here in that West and in those states where they're so important, any other major issues in the farm bill they ought to be concerned about?
Well, of course, payment limits. We have some members of Congress that don't understand that it's the economies of scale. All of the studies are showing, USDA and private sector land-grant studies are showing, these farms are struggling. People need an operation that's profitable. There's no way that year after year you can go back in, borrow large sums of money for your production money, and eat more and more into your equity. It just makes no sense. Spouses, children, siblings are going to stand up and say, you just can't do this anymore. So having a program that works, having economies of scale, like in the South, for example, where you can have, I mentioned earlier today, that you can have a large farm and have numerous family members involved. And rather than everybody owning a combine and a peanut picker and a cotton picker and a peanut shaker, that you can have brothers and a sister farm together. And because it might be three times the size of an average farm, it's still a family farm. And that's what we got people to understand and get away from this silliness of actively engaged definitions and trying to make it where folks have to hire attorneys and accountants every single farm bill to go in and review their farm plan. We've got to get away from that. They can't afford it, and it makes no sense that we would be working against them.